I have some closing remarks. I'm the chairperson of the Regional Emergency Medical Services Council of New York City. I've been a long time supporter, a member of the council, not quite as long as myself, because he's a lot younger, but I'd like to present Marvin Redman.
I sat down this week and tried to dash off 13 or 14 or 15 pages of short thoughts, and I've kind of distilled it down to one thought. We are a community, and the proof of that is sitting in this room. We have fire and rescue personnel from Germany, from Japan, from Canada, from all over our country, and from all over our state. If that doesn't make us a community, I don't know what will. I'd like to call up a gentleman from Toronto, Canada, who is bringing us the greetings from the fire services in that community.
On September
11,
2001.
Sorry. Ken Rasky, can I ask you to go up for a moment?
On September 11, 2001, the paramedics and citizens of Canada watched, wept, and wondered why. I tried to explain to my five-year-old daughter why this happened. I just couldn't. My five-year-old daughter and my two-year-old little boy tried to give me an answer, as best they could. This is a card that she put together, my little son. It says, "Congratulations." It's a happy face, and it says, "I'm glad you helped the building people. This is for you." To the courageous families, you'll never be alone again. We are a family forever. The 20 paramedics, Hamilton, Halton, Toronto, Canada, we are all honored to present our first contribution to our future, which is united and strong. To the paramedics and EMTs of New York City, to the Greater New York Hospital Foundation, $10,402.63.